Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
You're having a rough morning, it sounds like.
It was a little bit, yeah.
So what happened?
So, you know, around the holidays, we had my stepson and daughter-in-law were in for the holidays, and they stayed with us, and they had the two little ones. So when they shipped off back to Chicago, a couple days later, you know, we're putting the house back together, and my wife realized that my daughter-in-law, she left her sneakers here. She goes, I can't believe my wife was in the other room. She goes, oh, my God, she left without her sneakers, which didn't make any sense to her. Like, what did she wear on the way home?
Sure.
To the airport.
Yeah.
So my wife comes around the corner holding what she thinks is my
daughter-in-law's
sneakers.
Yeah.
And I go, no, those aren't her sneakers.
Oh, wait. What other woman would have been in the house with sneakers?
Right.
Yeah.
And I said, honey, those are my sneakers. And with that, she goes,
oh, no.
I didn't think so. She goes, because they're so tiny and bright.
Double down. Tiny and bright.
Yeah, well, I like bright sneakers. I don't get run over when I'm walking.
Yeah,
get
absolutely.
My steps in.
Because they're so tiny, you can't see them.
Yeah.
Your wife mistook your sneakers for your daughter-in-law's sneakers.
Because they were tiny and bright.
A working mom.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And she did this out of, you know, genuine concern.
For her daughter.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She couldn't understand how she would have left without her shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
didn't make any sense.
It turns out she didn't.
Mm.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm?
What was the first feeling that hit your body when you realized she thought your shoes belonged to your daughter-in-law?
Well, I never realized how small I am.
What do you?
You never realized how small you are.
You're walking around with big people.
No, but you don't realize what you look like.
Okay.
Like, everybody thinks they look a certain way.
Uh-huh.
And then when you see a picture of yourself with other people, you realize, like, oh, my God, I'm tall. Oh, my God, I'm fat. I'm short.
Yeah. So, you've been on this planet for 6 decades, and you just in that moment realized how small you were.
Well, I didn't need to be reminded.
Okay, all right.
That I'm a petite man.
Okay, so for you it was a realization.
Yeah, I'm like travel size.
Okay. Because different guys would handle it different ways. You know, there's anger, there's embarrassment, there's shame.
Well, what else are you going to do?
Well, I don't know. There are guys that would be upset with their wife in that moment.
Well, it wasn't her fault. I mean, it was a legitimate concern that she left without her shoes.
I understand.
To the airport.
You're right, but that doesn't, I mean, look, most men have emotions of happy and angry, and that's it. Right? So there are lots of guys that would, even though it was an innocent mistake and she was concerned for somebody else and she didn't mean to do this to you, they would have gotten angry with her.
What am I going to stomp my little petite feet around the house getting pissed off?
Well, you can't. She's got your sneakers.
Right.
You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
No, I was just, like what argument, I guess, do you have to stand on at that point other than just pure embarrassment?
And if you're going to stand on it, make sure there's a box underneath it so she can see you while you're doing it. All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Has every man been accidentally emasculated by their wife, girlfriend at some point? Because when it happens, you will never forget it until the end of time.
Yeah.
And for your spouse, it could just be a moment in time for them. But it will be burned in your memory until you are, die. It's not even until you're done with that woman.
Yeah.
Like standing there after it happens, not knowing what to do, and that immediate thought. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Did you start to try and come up with a way to look semi-masculine right after you realize what happened?
No, should I?
You just quit?
What could I have done?
Well, I don't know, man. Every time, well, you're right. Not put on those boots. There's advice one.
Well, these are pretty manly.
Yeah.
They're lace-up black man boots.
You look like the village people that aren't invited to the inauguration.
But that band was full of men.
No, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
My first thought whenever I am emasculated in front of my wife is I have to do something to, like, show I'm a provider and protector again.
You're already screwed. Like, it's just going to be a desperate attempt where, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely desperate and pointless. But my brain can't.
How do I prove that I have manly shoes?
Well, did it make you like not want to wear those shoes again? Because I might also question, like, well, maybe they look girlier than I thought.
Well, I have a lot. I can't say I have, all my shoes are kind of girly.
Well, you
mock my shoes constantly.
I know, but you know what? I also don't live with you.
You've never seen me walk anywhere with a man pair of shoes.
Well, you do have one pair of shoes that I can't mock because my husband has the same.
Those are really good shoes.
Did you turn about to him? Hey, you want to look like a bitch?
But your old man's a little metrosexual.
What?
First of all, he likes the way he looks.
First of all, nobody's used that term in 20 years.
No.
What do you call it now? Metrosexual?
What do you call a guy now that dresses kind of, you know, light?
I don't know if this is going to get better. I don't think that's a bad word.
I didn't say it was. I'm just letting you know that nobody has used the term metrosexual.
Well, what's the new word for metrosexual? I have to replace it. You can't say my word sucks unless you replaced it with another word.
I don't know why you're getting mad at me. Like, by the way, look at all the hand.
Look at the hand
gestures he's doing with his World War One fashion boots. We're going to do a musical about World War One. I got just a pair. 252 WCMF. Tommy's wife legitimately thinking that her daughter-in-law had left her sneakers behind when they visited during Christmas, went up to Tommy. Oh, my God, this is so terrible. Shows him the sneakers. Wasn't it daughter-in-law's sneakers?
Nope.
It was Tommy's. Yeah. And to make it worse, after you informed her they were yours.
Because they are so tiny and bright.
By the way, when I ask, have you been emasculated by your wife by accident or whatever, even on purpose? I don't expect many calls because it hurts so bad.
Yeah.
It hurts so bad. If you are lucky enough for something like this to happen in private, it's like having a lottery ticket. Mm. Because, all right, the first 18 months my wife and I were married, I had just gotten a job working for PXY.
Right.
And I made no money. Like, no money. So we go to do our taxes, and we got an accountant.
So you're laying your income side by side.
Yep, and she hands the accountant my W-2, and she says to the accountant, he's just starting out.
Oh, no.
Does he make enough money that we have to pay taxes?
Oh, yeah, because you had to hit a threshold, or you don't pay any Fed.
And everything she said was true, but it's just the sound of it when you say it out loud.
And she wasn't trying to be mean. It was a legitimate, serious
question. She's trying to save money.
But you did it in front of the guy. You got the stink lines and everything. By the way, was not enough money for me to be taxed.
Right. Yeah.
Was that low?
Well, that probably happens with any financial situation. Does it also happen, could it also happen, I should ask, if when it comes to health, like questions about your health and things like that.
For example. Just
maybe not so much. I'm trying to think.
Like things you can't do anymore?
Or like things like maybe she assumes like problems show up earlier than they do.
Oh, like she's looking at you like, and going
like, almost like
ooh.
An old thing. Ooh. Like, oh, should you get that checked out?
Oh,
and
I get
it's like,
that
no,
all
I don't have to get that checked out for another 10
Every
years.
Every guy my age gets that from their wife. You shouldn't be doing that. Should you be doing that?
Well, but you are at that age where she has to
Should work. We call somebody? Can we get the... One of the things you'll hate is when your wife goes, why don't you wait till the kids come over to move that? And I go, I can move this. How do you think it got here in the first place? And then when you start to struggle with it, what you do is you wait till she goes to Marshall's because you know that if my wife goes to Marshall's, I got an hour window to move that thing and then say it's done.
Yeah,
because you don't see the struggle.
The last time you did something like that, you got stuck in a tree.
Yes, yes, yeah. But that was only one. I've only been stuck in a tree once in my life. That's pretty good.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Breakthrough Facebook page. All right, guys aren't writing, but women are.
Mm-hmm.
Christina writes, my husband got really mad when I offered to get out and help him parallel park his new truck 2 weeks ago. I didn't mean it the way it came out. I knew he wanted to keep it nice and not scratch it, but afterwards I realized I might have screwed up.
No.
Would you be bothered if your wife offered to help you park your car?
Yeah. Yeah. That should be, that's like guy 101. Because it doesn't take any physical strength to park a car. You have power steering. So you should be able to do, any man should be able to park a car. So if you can't, that's
It says she got out. Like, I'm assuming she
got
meant,
out.
Like,
she got out to.
Yeah. Like, back him in. Okay.
Right,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Any of that. But that's happened to me. Remember, what? I told you I was on vacation and I ended up driving up that walking path?
Yeah.
And my wife goes, I don't think this is a road. I go, yeah, it's, you know, it's the way they do.
It's, you know, it's the way they do.
It's a new kind of road. So she had to get out of the car in the rain and help me back up so I wouldn't hit these poles.
Okay. Yeah. Is there a thing, an emasculating thing you haven't done in front of your wife? Maybe that would be the easier discussion.
Yeah.
Kimmy, would you think what this woman did, Christina, getting out to help her husband park the car without him asking, would be offensive to your husband?
Probably, yeah. It would bother him.
So you're aware of that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's got a big old man truck.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but those are also harder to park.
I know, but he also has it. Okay, he thinks he can run it, right?
I'm just saying. You know, going back to something Kimmy brought up quickly, right? She had asked, are you going to stop wearing them?
Yeah.
And, like, that's what makes you most unique, because every other dude listening to this show would abandon those sneakers. They would set them on fire in her hand.
Like, they're really comfortable. They would never put those shoes on again.
Okay. Look, man. Mm. If it hurt that bad, and I know it hurt you.
Oh, it hurts.
Because you're being very quiet right now.
No, I'm talking.
No, I'm saying, like, no, but you're not doing your blah, 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 dong, boobies, blah, I'm tough, look at me. You're doing that like, yes, this is what happened with the shoes.
Like a Senate hearing?
That's exactly what it is, yes. No, those are even louder than this. Because, like, deep down, okay, tell me if I'm wrong.
Go ahead.
And I guess I don't know what it's like to live in your tiny, tiny body. But I always assume that deep down, whether or not we are that guy as men, we want to be looked at as the protector, provider, rock of the family. He's a man.
Mm.
So, like, how could you put those ballet slippers back on your feet after what your wife said and feel like you were that man?
I don't know. I mean, I bought them for a reason. I kind of like them.
Okay.
And it's, at this point in my life, what am I going to do?
Get rid of the sneakers.
But then I don't get to wear what I want.
Oh, okay, that's what it is. It's about control.
It's always about control.
You're not going to control me, woman who lets me live in her house and takes care of me, man, woman.
And I can't help my size.
No, I agree with
even
you.
Even if I got a less flamboyant walking sneaker.
Is that what you're going to ask for when you walk in? I'm looking for a less flamboyant walking sneaker, please. Go ahead.
But, I mean, It's still going to be small.
Yeah.
It's still going to look like a girl's size shoe.
Less bright, though.
Yeah, less bright.
Does this happen to dads as their sons grow up?
Oh, like son is bigger than dad?
Yeah, like son starts to outgrow you.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's got
to
be tough,
and
too.
You start to see your stuff side by side.
That Mufasa Simba
moment. Like, you're proud, like you're happy, but it's like, oh, man, I'm a small person.
That's when you got to pick a fight with your son to let him know who the big dog still
okay.
is.
Okay.
Come here. Is this the day? Is this the day you're going to take out your old man?
Always makes for a pleasant household.
252 WCMF. Tommy's wife, after his daughter-in-law and stepson came over, right, spent the week during the holidays, Tommy's wife thought that her daughter-in-law left her sneakers behind. She goes, oh, I can't believe it. She comes around the corner, holding the sneakers, and...
They were my sneakers.
And then to double down after mistaking those sneakers when you informed her they were yours...
She says, oh, they're so tiny and bright.
One of my favorite Christmas songs of all time. Tiny and bright. Bob's on CMF. Hey, Bob, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, Tommy, you and I are the same vintage. And, yeah, I've been through that. Oh, yo, wait till the kids come over because I don't want you getting on the roof, the ladder, that, you know, that you've been doing for 40 years. But, yeah, so, yeah, I get it. However, I would say the fact that Tommy didn't double down and try and do something manly makes him more of a man because he's cool with himself.
I agree with you there.
That's fair.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. But, Bob, have you gotten to the... Yeah. No, look, I mean, you're laughing. I'm not insulting you. Bob's right. The fact that you are comfortable with yourself makes you more of a man. Bob, would you be the guy that tries to double down and do the more masculine thing?
No. It isn't worth it. It makes you look more foolish.
Bob, thanks for the call, buddy.
Oh, sorry. No,
you're right. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Yeah, the overcorrection or trying too hard, I think always it looks way worse.
Yeah, but I got to do something, man.
But she knows what you're doing.
So what? I'm doing it. Watch me do it. I'm going. Oh, you know, we talk about the size of kids and everything. Matthew writes us on Instagram, I'm 5'9". Both of my stepkids are over 6 foot. It kind of sucks. That
oh,
sucks.
Oh, yeah. Because, stepkids would make it even... Would hurt even worse, I would think.
Because, like, the other thing she thinks is cute is, like, when I sit in one of the chairs in the living room, my grandson could sit in it with me. Uh-huh. And, I mean, side by side in the chair. And she goes, oh, it's so cute you two could sit together like that. She's, you know, like, most grandfathers can't do that.
You know what it looks like? You know when you go to those bars down south where they have the giant chairs?
Yeah. Or those Adirondack chairs right? Yeah.
Well,
Bud and Mary's Seafood Inn.
It's got to also bug guys as they age, too. And they become, like, you know, little old grandpas. That people call them little old grandpas. Mm. Or they say, oh, he's so cute. Like, that's got to bug you as you age.
I think you got to take that one.
When you become more adorable.
Yeah, you're so old and fugly, you're adorable. It's like
when you see a dog, but
it's actually not going to happen to him. He will never be adorable.
I think I'm kind of adorable.
Look at that face, man. Oh my God,
Kimmy, I'm not adorable.
I don't know. Maybe you're getting
there. I don't speak.
No, it looks so bad. Somebody called FEMA. They are bringing pallets of bottled water to your face. I want to read one more Facebook message before we get out of here.
Yeah.
We were talking about being emasculated in front of your wife.
Yeah, yeah.
Greg writes, our first date, my now wife got into the car, grabbed a coat I had in the back, and asked if the girl I went out with the night before left her coat in my car. It was my coat. I think I got a second date out of sympathy, but it all worked out.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
You bagging other chicks? No, I'm wearing that.
A girl's coat.
But, bro, you also, all of your coats are either free through the station or a girl's coat.
Well, they're small.
No, and, bro, they're flamboyant.
Yeah. I'm a very flamboyant guy.
You like you only wear the stuff Liberace turned down. Dude, that's too much for me, buddy.
You know, Kimmy does not know who that is.
Of course she knows who Liberace is.
Yeah, like the flamboyant.
No, that don't count because he just said it. No,
I was on the phone.
What did he play?
Piano.
Ah! All right. They call him the Tommy Mulet of the 70s.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
There is a man in some serious trouble this morning.
Ooh, what'd he do?
Well, he went full-blown Tommy Mulet. If you're stealing from work,
yeah,
there are different ways to get caught.
Well, you best be sly.
But the most likely way of getting busted
mm-hmm.
is a coworker rolling over on you. So you know that something fishy is going on. If you know that something fishy is going on, are you apt to say something?
Ooh.
I know your answer.
I don't narc.
Now the break room, Rochester Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
This story happened in Henrietta. According to the Monroe County Sheriff's Department, they got a call to a UPS facility after someone found numerous UPS empty packages located inside of the ceiling tiles of the men's bathroom.
Damn, they stashed it.
Yes. The packages, according to the authorities, originally contained electronic devices that were likely stolen in early November.
Mm-hmm.
Police identified the employee assigned to the missing packages. They said they went to the security footage, and sure enough...
You saw him going into the crapper?
Yep, with the boxes that he took off the conveyor belt. And
how did he not know there was cameras?
But here's the thing. If somebody didn't find the boxes, he wouldn't have gotten caught.
Yeah, I guess he wouldn't think there were cameras
in the
bathroom,
though. Yeah, you wouldn't go back and look.
Though.
He's the only member of the break room that would not want you to meet him in the men's room. The employee's been charged with larceny. They got a court date coming up, yada yada.
Yeah,
yada,
yeah.
You know this stuff goes. So this person was arrested all because someone they work with saw something fishy and said something.
Inert.
Kimmy,
yeah,
that's the right thing to do, right?
Yeah. Yep. It is. No, it's the right thing to do. Me personally.
Well, everyone would wonder what you were doing in the ceiling of the men's room in the first place.
But I'm saying, like, if I just saw, if let's just say I saw a guy carrying packages into the men's room consistently. I think it's suspicious, but I don't know. None of my business.
Okay. All right. So what's interesting about this story.
Yeah.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You see something fishy at work.
Yeah.
Things go missing.
Mm-hmm.
You may have proof.
Yeah.
Do you say something? I want you to keep in mind, it's very possible that whoever found these boxes was unaware that someone was stealing. It was just a strange thing that happened.
Yeah, sure.
Or they were aware someone was stealing, but they didn't know who was stealing, right? So you're not protecting someone that you care about. You're just like, well, the company's getting ripped off here.
Yeah.
Tommy,
mm-hmm.
are you speaking up if you think someone is stealing from work?
No, I'm not narco.
Of course not. Dyed-in-the-wool thief that you are.
Yeah, and I also don't want to be that guy. And I don't want to get involved in, like, your crap. Why take on somebody else's problems? The company will figure it out.
Okay, or they won't.
They pay for security.
Uh-huh.
They have all this, you know, what are they called? Asset management teams
and all that.
Let them deal with it.
I will say, though,
they got cameras.
Might say something if their scheme that they're running starts to affect me.
That's the only way.
Well, no, but that's just it. Depending on what you do.
Yeah, when now when they the company have to search loses, all my stuff you because lose. You've been taking stuff.
Look, it can
report theft immediately.
It can affect the place you work. It can maybe even affect your employment status. Look, man, I love how you go, like, these places have a way to figure it out. We have covered probably over 100 stories of people taking out tens of thousands of dollars in cash and other things from the places they work. And some of those places, small local business.
Get hurt.
It can bury a place.
It can financially ruin.
It can cost people their jobs. That place could end to exist as an employer. If you don't say something, depending on where you work, it could be cost your coworkers and yourself a raise, better equipment, a career.
But I don't think a couple of packages of electronics is going to sink UPS.
I mean, it's ticky tack. At the time, though, you don't know how much they're stealing. You know that you may have a suspicion that they're stealing, but you don't know, I guess, how much the total is.
Okay, let me ask you this. Kimmy.
Yeah.
Is there a number in your head where if you found out a coworker was stealing this much in cash or merchandise or whatever, that you'd feel obligated to say something?
A number?
$5,000.
You know what? I think it has more to do with how much I like that coworker. And I'm being 100% serious because now that I'm thinking about it, I have narked on a coworker to another coworker when I knew that that coworker was stealing from the other coworker. Oh. Because I liked one coworker better. It's like, so.
That's like a narc once removed.
Yeah.
Further afield, if you will.
Yes, yes, yes. Further afield.
Yeah, because I saw, or I had a suspicion, and a process of elimination led to one person taking stuff out of another person's desk. And I go, you know who I think it is? And I pointed it out.
Thoughts about that?
You would not, yay. I would tell you guys if I thought somebody was stealing from you.
Well, that's not narc.
No, that is narc.
That is narc.
That is the definition of a narc.
Like,
I saw another coworker come in and take stuff out of Pat's drawers, or if I thought that they had taken something, I'm telling Pat the next day.
Yeah, I would do that too. That I would do.
That's narking.
Well, that, okay, then I'm a narc. But that's where it ends.
So, okay. Well,
if it's a personal relationship I have with somebody, I know it affects you and I know it affects Kimmy. But that does not extend to the outer room.
But no, but that person, if I go and confront them, they're going to get in trouble.
No, I'm saying, like, if I saw somebody ripping off Spisano.
Understood.
Right?
Okay.
But I wouldn't say anything, probably.
Wow.
I mean, unless it was, like, really bad.
You've known that guy for 3 decades.
Yesterday. I've known Scott since I moved here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't say if I was ripping him off, you wouldn't say anything to him.
No, give me a cut, man. Spisano's got some good stuff, man.
He does. Very electronic.
Bro, this guy's been around forever.
252 WCMF. We're talking about the story out in Henrietta. Happened at the UPS facility that way. somebody found empty UPS packages in the ceiling tile of the ceiling tiles of the men's bathroom. The packages originally contained electronics that were likely stolen in early November. Police went to the videotape.
Ooh.
They say they found an employee taking boxes off the conveyor belt and into the men's room. They've been charged with larceny. They got a court date coming up. And the question is, do you roll over on a coworker you know is stealing? Mm. Both of you say no. Kimmy says, not unless I don't like that person, in which case I'm going to roll over on them. And Tommy says, yeah, I do the same thing, but only for the two people in this room. Would you lie? You just say that.
I would tell you if somebody grabbed your stuff.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Skyler. Hey, Skyler, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, folks. So when I worked up there at Physical Graffiti, there's 5 guys at work. So every day, there's only 4 chairs. So every day somebody was absent. And we all had our own, you know, stuff, drawers full of needles and whatever equipment. And then whatever dude was not there that day, my buddies would come down and go, pretend they're sitting there and go, hey, Doc, mind if I take a couple needles? And then, but Doc's not there, you know. So I never ratted anybody out until one day I realized, I'm going to count my needles before I leave. And sure enough, I come back after my day off and 20 of my needles are missing, which is money, you know.
Sure.
But, good advice. Always count your needles.
But Skyler, you're telling me you would not have narked had it not personally affected you.
No, not really, because they're not that expensive, you know, but it adds up. Like, if you're doing it every one of my days off, you're taking 7 of my needles, like, that adds up after 4 years, you
okay,
know?
Okay, so does that make Skyler a good person or a bad person?
He's in between.
Well, he's bad, because he didn't do it until it affected him.
Okay, so that means Skyler is an
scum.
Unethical person.
He's scum.
Okay, gotcha.
He's a scumbag.
Skyler, sorry we had to tell you, buddy. You had to learn it here.
I'll take it, man. That's all right. Love you guys, too.
Love you, too, Skyler.
I just always figured in tattoo shops, everybody was stealing from everybody. Especially back in the day.
But I think we've all worked with people who stole something from work.
Yeah.
So your argument right now, before we go back to the phones, and I see you guys there,
that?
Is that you should have more loyalty to the people you work with and the place that you
work. Absolutely Yeah.
Even when the coworker is obviously in the wrong.
Sure.
Kimmy, do you agree?
Say that again.
You should have more loyalty to your coworkers
like me.
Than to the place you work.
I
even
think for
when
your own sanity, yes.
Okay. All right.
I mean, you have to work every day with those people. They're gonna determine really whether or not you enjoy your job.
Okay.
So
if I can keep the peace as long as possible, I'm gonna try to do that.
What if the place you work offers a reward?
Nah. Yeah. I mean, that's still gonna affect you moving forward.
Well, somebody got really quiet over there. $5,000 reward.
$5,000. Ooh.
You scumbag. You are scum.
Singing like a bird.
You are scum. You and Skylar taking the scum boat to scum town.
Scum boat?
Population 2 scummy scums.
Creek crumb scum.
Let's forget the laws of this great scum nation. You know, there's also the idea of the trust you put in the people you work with.
Yeah.
Because, Tommy, there's an old saying, there is no loyalty amongst thieves.
Yeah.
How can you be sure that person at work who is stealing from the company that you are protecting because you have loyalty to them wouldn't also steal from you given the opportunity?
That is true, but you never think that way.
Or at the very least, step on your neck to put themselves ahead. Because, you can't guarantee this is some Robin Hood situation where they have a code of ethics where, yes, I'll take from this corporation, but I would never, ever, ever hurt the person.
Well, but maybe you're putting that information in your back pocket. Like, you're not going to say anything now, but if that person does try to hurt you in some way moving forward, well, you can always fall back on that information.
But let's say you go to your boss and, fall back. That makes you look bad because you waited until...
No, I would assume that they're still stealing. It could just be something you noticed recently.
But you may not go to the boss. You may threaten him with the information.
That, too.
I see.
You can pull that move.
Well, if he looks you in the face, I know you're a coward. You haven't said nothing yet. And you wear girl shoes. I heard it from your wife. Your wife told me.
Use it as leverage.
Let's talk to 252-WCMF, Caleb. Hello, Caleb.
Hello, Duffy.
What's up?
So, Timmy actually just hit the nail on the head with what I was going to bring up. So, I've never run into a situation where any of my coworkers were stealing something, but one time this happened. So, side note, the job I work for, it's a small little company, and if anyone can call in sick, it can kind of throw a grenade in the whole day. So, on this Friday, we had two guys call in sick, and one of them was actually sick, and the other one, he told me after the fact that he called in because he was in a different state.
Okay.
And I just put that in my back pocket because I was like, ooh, if, like Kimmy just said, if they ever push the line, blackmail. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, I mean, Caleb, with all due respect, buddy, with all due respect, I've met Caleb. He's a really nice guy. But, I don't know. I feel like you also have to be physically imposing with the blackmail information you have.
Oh, he looks like a Caleb?
You know what I'm saying? Oh, his name describes perfectly what he looks like.
So he's soft.
He's adorable.
He's soft.
He's an adorable man. I want to take him home. I want to put him on my mantle.
He's soft Caleb.
If my kids lose their elf on a shelf, I'm going to pay Caleb to come over and do it for me.
Not too intimidating.
I mean, Caleb, you wouldn't be worried if you got in that person's face who was like, well, I know this. They're going to be like, okay, well, now I hurt you.
Well, I wouldn't be. I mean, he is quite a bit taller than me. I mean, I don't know. I'm not the kind of guy that'd be like, hey. Like, I don't do that. I just be like,
but you couldn't even do that good.
Hey.
Hey.
By the way, glass houses, buddy. Glass houses.
Hey, listen, I don't have any bright shoes, so.
Yeah.
Poor ideas.
Caleb, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Caleb.
I mean, I guess we do think of stealing in the traditional sense. It could be something as simple as, somebody's on vacation when they're calling in sick.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is information that you could use against
somebody. My whole punching in the clock scheme we used to do.
Yeah. It's called time theft, bro.
Right, yeah.
It's still in there. Mm-hmm. All right, one final question before we move on.
Yeah.
If you found out a coworker was ripping off your job.
The company.
If you kept quiet, which both of you agreed you would, would you at least start to distance yourself from that person at work?
No. Nah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I don't want to be associated.
No, I mean, listen, we have both worked with some pretty scummy people. And we've been, I'm still friends with scummy people.
Okay, yeah.
Let's say they get caught some other way. They're going to look at you and be like, Tommy, come on. You could tell them. Tell them I don't steal. Tell them I'm a good guy. You're going to have to back that guy up if you stay close to them.
And even past that.
Yeah, but you wouldn't dime on the guy either.
No, not that you're going to dime, but you're going to, I mean, look, there's a difference between tattling,
narking,
right, and staying best buddies. Think of it this way.
What's that?
They say you are the company you keep.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are tight with this person ripping the place off, You could understand why your bosses may lump you in as a piece of crap or also a person of interest and other things going on, right? You know which coworkers associate with each other. It's why Kimmy and I have this scarlet letter we have around the building. Being with you in this room every day is like being burned at the stake.
That's not fair to you guys.
That's what I'm saying.
But
I didn't even have sex with a guy outside of marriage, just hanging out with you. That was that book, right? I'm trying to remember from high school. Greatest show in Rochester.
I was looking at a tweet.
Hey, is that a thing? What did you say? I'm sorry.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Bills, Ravens, 6:30 live Sunday night right here on 96.5 WCMF. But let's say you want to watch the game.
Well,
you can do it with a guy who knows his stuff. So he says.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy will be hanging out at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi Lai. Delicious food, fantastic drink, feminine shoes. Go watch a game with Tommy and the crew out there at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi Lai with your friends from 96.5 WCMF. You are hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. And I think Kimmy hit it right on the head. This is a team, other than the Bills, that you know the best.
Oh, yeah.
You love one specific man on this roster.
You've referenced him all season long, even when they're not playing.
He's a super freak.
And every time, super freak, he's super freaking out. Every time you reference him, you manage to get his shirt off somehow.
He's super freaky.
Man. Out. All right, enough talk. We got a game to figure
all
out.
All right.
Because there are some men, football experts, that will tell you what you want to hear. But only one man.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Tommy, are you ready?
All right, let's do this. Come on.
I just complimented you, you dick. All right, done.
This may be the last time we do it.
I'm trying to. Why would you say season. That? Why would you say that?
I said May.
Damn.
We haven't even started. I haven't even gotten to the under of the first sentence.
I'm waiting.
Over under.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
145 yards rushing for Ravens running back Derrick Henry. He is the scariest man alive. You watch him play, and there are times you wonder if he himself could take over a small island nation.
Oh, yeah.
By just running with a football.
Yeah.
Right? Are you ready for the scariest stat of the day?
What's that?
Last month, in four straight games, Derrick Henry rushed for over 145 yards in each game. That includes a 186-yard, two-touchdown performance last week in the wild card round against Pittsburgh. And even more concerning, he rushed for 199 yards against Buffalo in week four.
Well, that was that opening, was that the opening drive?
It was the opening play
for
their offense.
He ran almost the entire length of the field.
But he still went over 100 after that play.
Yeah.
So no chance to stop him, right?
He's got the fastest clipper in the NFL.
What about the stems, though?
The stems are there. The sticks are there. They call him the Baltimore Clipper.
Tommy?
Yeah.
We do have some good news for Bills fans.
Yeah, what's that?
The last time the Bills saw the Ravens, they were missing their three best defenders.
Yeah.
Linebacker Matt Milano, linebacker Terrell Bernard, all out, along with nickel corner Taron Johnson, as my brother calls him, linebacker junior. That matters. Those three guys matter.
Get after it.
But does it matter enough to take 54 yards off of what he ran against the Bills in week four over under 145 yards rushing for Derrick Henry?
You can't bet against that guy.
Oh, no.
Man.
You just can't.
I had a feeling this would go this way.
Oh,
you can't. You cannot bet against this dude. Nobody has figured him out.
I'm going to tell you this right now, and I'm saying this to help you. If you believe the Bills are going to win this game, if Derrick Henry rushes for over 145 yards, it is almost impossible with what Lamar also can do.
It'd be pretty difficult.
For the Bills to win this game.
Right. I'm with you on that.
Over under 145 yards rushing for Derrick Henry.
I am taking the under.
Whoa!
Wait, what?
Because
you just said it was hard to bet against.
I think because McDermott in the past, and I know I said this before, but you disagree with me, when he was with Tennessee, he figured that kid out. They've slowed him down.
What's weird about Henry is against the Bills. You're right. Normally McDermott figures people out the second time around. Henry has had monster games, terrible games, games, terrible games, monster games against the Bills. He's all over the place.
I understand that, but I also look at Baltimore as being a two-dimensional team. Those two dudes are it.
That's what?
So I'm saying, like, you know, Josh has all these weapons, all these people he can work with. Mm-hmm. I don't see that in Baltimore. I see those two dudes as being the team.
That's the most unique take I've heard all week.
Stick around.
Okay. So to be clear, you are under
145 yards
rushing for Derrick Henry. Yeah.
Well, like you said, they have to.
Okay. Well, yeah, no, they want to. They don't have to. Okay.
You have to.
Over under 1/2 a touchdown catch for Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper. The trade for Amari Cooper has been a long, strange trip.
An interesting one.
Because he hasn't been the healthiest. He's missed a few games.
Yeah.
There are also games where he's played where he hasn't been any kind of factor.
Kind of like, forget he's out there.
One catch, two catch, can be it. A game with no catches.
Yeah.
Yet, when he showed up, the game he showed up, just having to account for him on the field made the offense work so much better.
Mm.
Not to mention, he has shown flashes of how talented he is with a couple of amazing touchdowns and deep balls that he's hauled in. So, just so you know.
Yeah.
This season with Buffalo, Amari Cooper has 2 touchdown catches. And when it comes to passing touchdowns allowed, the Ravens are right in the middle of the league, 17th.
Okay.
Over under, 1/2 a touchdown catch for Amari Cooper.
Now it's going to be super ass cold.
8 degrees at kickoff.
Yeah. And it's just going to go, it's going to tank. So you're going to be in negative wind chills.
Yeah, possibly.
It's tough to catch a ball in that kind of weather.
Sure is.
It is, but that also sucks when you have the best quarterback in the NFL who you... Okay.
But that doesn't seem to stop Josh.
The perfect game that Josh threw in the wild card round against the Patriots a couple years ago, the weather was similar to what we're going to see on Sunday, and he threw the ball all over the place.
Right. So I don't think that affects him.
Okay.
But I don't know how Cooper is in the cold.
Played in Cleveland.
Cleveland sucks. It's probably actually a worse place to play because it sits right on the lake.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Over under 1/2 a touchdown catch for Amari Cooper.
Well, if he's used to catching balls in Cleveland like that.
Isn't that how you got work back in the day?
Catching balls in Cleveland? Oh, yeah. I was a good ball man out there.
I'm working the improv.
Rust belt balls. I would say the kid's got to show up. I would say he can get a touchdown.
So you're over.
Oh, wow. It's one lousy touchdown in a game.
He's had 2 in like 12 weeks. Big.
Which tells me he's due because everybody eats, right? He's got all these weapons out there.
No,
right?
But everybody eats is it's decreasing his turn to the eat. Odd. Okay.
It's his turn to eat.
So to be clear, okay. I'm trying to be patient.
I'm trying to be patient.
Shut up.
Hard for me.
To be clear, you were over 1/2 touchdown catch. Okay, great. Tommy tells it like it is.
NFL.
Divisional playoff edition. He is under 145 yards rushing for Derrick Henry. He is over 1/2 a touchdown catch for Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper. Tommy, are you ready for your third pick?
I am ready.
Over under. Shut up. Over under 300 yards passing for Josh Allen. There's nothing I need to say here.
Mm.
The Bills defense has had a hard time stopping Lamar and Derrick Henry.
Mm.
The Bills' offense may have to score on every drive. And that's something Josh has shown multiple times.
Well, look what he did to Detroit.
Exactly. Man. He can do it. He did it in L.A. too.
Mm-hmm.
There are 2 ways people are looking at this game going. Either Josh taking over and willing his team to an AFC championship, or the Bills trying to fight the Ravens fire with fire using James Cook on the ground and trying to control the clock. James Cook has also had an outstanding season. Who do the Bills put their trust in for a game of this magnitude? And this is where I'd normally give you how many 300-yard games Josh has had, but it doesn't matter now. It's a one-game season, and when Josh is in playoff mode, he's borderline unstoppable.
Right.
Over under 300 yards passing for Josh Allen.
I mean, don't you think he's got to let it all out?
It's not It's not his choice. It's how they're going to run this offense.
Yeah, but you know,
by the way,
we've
seen Josh have amazing games without throwing 300 yards.
I don't think this is one of those games.
So you think
it's going to be a shootout. Probably, right?
Well, I mean, you could have a shootout with James Cook running
Josh
for 100.
Run it. Yeah.
Would you bet against Josh getting 300 yards in a game they have to have?
That is not my choice to make. That is your choice to make.
Let me point out you got to
We don't want to sway you anyway because we know how this goes on Monday.
That's all y'all do is sway.
If you're watching the live stream, he's doing the Thriller dance, by the way.
I think that's just the way his hands are shaped now.
He's shaped like a corpse.
Well, I'm old, man. I got
the look
old
is Tommy. Hands work. I'm running for your life.
Yeah, I'm going to take 300 for Josh.
I love his real voice, too, becomes the Thriller song.
Why wouldn't you? You would bet against Josh Gonzalez in a championship-style game. Because this is really the Super Bowl.
No, it's not, you idiot.
I'm telling you right now, whoever wins this game wins the Super Bowl. One of these two teams is going to be the champ.
Okay.
That's and you could call that my distant pick, whatever you want to call it.
I think you actually already did pick that.
As my pick?
Well, didn't we do that? We did the postseason picks.
I don't listen to
that. Oh, yeah, maybe I did. Maybe. But I'm just saying, like, that's the way I look at this game. I look at this game as the Super Bowl.
So you're going over. Is that what we've concluded here?
Like, to me, like, whoever gets it goes. That's it. You're the champs.
So to be clear.
Don't even go to New Orleans.
To be clear, you are over 300 yards passing to Josh Allen.
To be clear, Pat.
The Bills, despite being the higher seed, the home team having a better record, are dogs in this game.
Which is kind of good, right? It takes a little of the pressure off. It's a little bit.
Okay, I don't normally get angry for stuff like this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I am furious
really?
With the disrespect.
Let them disrespect and then stick it, push it all the way in.
I'm not even talking
that
about
doesn't
for the,
bother me.
I'm not even talking about
no
team.
Lube. In.
Kimmy, it's going to be 7 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
You have Bills Mafia full-throated, hanging out all day.
Drunk off day ass.
The Bills have not lost a home game all season.
Sure.
Right.
And you're point-and-a-half dogs in that house?
Love it.
Because they're going back to that game that they blew. Like you said, they didn't have all their guys.
Tommy,
mm-hmm.
Do the Bills win? And if not, do they keep it within a point?
What do you think?
Stop asking what we think.
Yeah,
what
no,
do you think?
I give you what I think, and you're all like, no, Dick. My feet are small. Do the Bills win? And if not, do they keep it within a point?
I think the Bills win.
Okay.
They have to win.
Uh-huh.
Because I think you're squandering this kid's talent if you don't.
Oh, okay.
I do. I think
I understand
you're
that.
Getting peak Josh. You are getting Josh Allen. This may be his greatest season. Right? He has set records that haven't been established, that have been established for 100 effing years.
You're right, but it doesn't mean they win the game, mm-hmm. stupid.
Why do you ask me a question?
I just said I'm not giving you enough information.
No, your information sucks. Like, Danger gives me the good stuff.
So why don't you call him the night before? Prep your bit, idiot.
He doesn't answer. It always goes to voicemail.
Hello, you've reached the Danger household right now. I'm out on my lawn, even though it's 5 degrees outside. But I'm from Minnesota.
It's also weird that he's got a landline and an old school answering machine.
It is.
Yeah,
you know
it's strange.
Are.
Okay, so you have the Bills winning,
yeah.
And then we're good there, right?
Well, no, you asked me about the points.
Well, no, because if they win, the points don't matter. Yeah. They're favor. Right. They're dogs
okay,
by
yeah.
one and a half.
All right,
so,
yeah,
right, so
yeah.
we're good. So that's
all
it.
Right.
We're done.
Well, I don't think it's going to be a – I don't think it's going to be a blowout.
Oh, you think it's a close game?
I would think so, right?
Okay. Within five? Field goal game.
I would say a touchdown.
You could just say a win without it being a blowout.
He's been really saucy today. Let's get him.
Okay. Oh, I'm sauced up.
You have him winning by a touchdown or more, but within, but not over 10.
What yeah, idiot. I
just boxed yourself into the hardest
know,
pick
know,
of all time.
Because really
if they win by more, you lose. And then 10.
I don't see them winning.
If they win by
more.
Less than a touchdown, you lose. And if they lose, you lose. You lose. Good day, sir. So you have them in a 3-point window of 7 to 9 points.
Yeah.
2 points.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a tight game.
Okay. All right. So let's recap all of Tommy's picks here. He is under 145 yards rushing for Ravens running back Derrick Henry. He is over. 1.5 a touchdown catch for Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper. He is over 300 yards passing for Josh Allen. He has the Bills winning, not in a blue.
No, it's going to be like one of those final drive situations.
But by more than 7, so that means the only way he wins his pick is if the Bills win by 7, 8, or 9 points.
Yeah, like a touchdown.
Okay. We will recap all of Tommy's picks coming up just after 9 o'clock on a Football Friday. Our good buddies from 95.7 The Fan, Mike Danger, and from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan, not so fast, Duffy buddy. So I think it comes down to the final drive.
Okay.
And I think the Bills have that final drive. And I think Josh scores the winning touchdown, a rushing touchdown.
Whoa.
Wow, you're really calling your shot. Okay. And you've had this pick all week, because I believe you teased this pick earlier in the week, mm-hmm. saying, I got a whopper of a bonus
pick
for you.
I see him, like, pulling a move, busted play. He runs it in, kind of like what he did with Kansas City.
I knew, though, that's what he's doing. He's just repeating Kansas City.
He almost like turned around and ran it in backwards.
Okay, so I just want to make
sure. He's going to be the hero of this game.
I want to make sure.
The place is going to go nuts.
The bonus pick is the Bills are down.
Women are going to go into labor.
Bills are down, driving at last drive of the game. He runs the ball in.
Rushing touchdown.
To score the game-winning touchdown. Yeah. Okay. Danger.
He hands the ball.
What?
To your dad.
Oh.
Okay. You could. You.
He hands the ball.
That was a doable bonus pick, you idiot.
To your this is a joke pick.
No.
This,
no, he said it. Give me. Give me, sir. Give me, sir.
No.
Damn
no.
It. He hands the ball to your daddy. And then your daddy goes to hand it to a kid.
Uh-huh.
And then goes, psych.
Sounds like my childhood.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!